This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Right? You're listening to this radio show because you are exceptional Americans. So welcome aboard, you exceptional Americans. It is trying times for Donald J. Trump, the president. And for those that do not understand him and those that want to go to war, let's just kill those Iranians. We've done enough objectifications to qualify. Now, if those of you don't know what I'm talking about there, I'll explain. But we've done enough of this objectifying the Iranian people that we should be going to war. We're qualified now. It's like qualifying for a home loan, right? You're qualified, Iran. We can kill all of you. We can obliterate all of you because, well, you've qualified yourselves. You shot down a drone. You've mined the Straits of Hormuz. You've attacked our allies. So therefore, you must die. That's what they want you to think. But, you know, no qualifying for you, Iran. That's really the long and short of it. That is really the long and short. As you know, there's a problem. There's an issue. And what is that issue? The issue, very simply put, is that we have a problem, right? We have a problem, Houston. Is it maybe perhaps an attack is exactly what the Democrats want? To keep them away from what? To keep who? To keep the media, keep all of you away from a few facts. Number one, there's a crisis at the border. We're being invaded openly. And yes, Iran plays a role in this, by the way, with, of course, the cartels in Mexico and China. They all want this to happen. Bet you didn't know that, but that's the fact, Jack. That is an absolute fact. And the other thing, which is looming over the heads of the Democrats, boy, they got twofers going on. Donald Trump has them really in a cage with Bill Barr. All those investigations, the IG, all these IG things going around, you know, they think IG. They don't think 5G. They think IG over in the Democratic side. They think these vector generals are going to come in and they're, man, they're going to just, yeah, they are. They're going to clean house. And many of you, and by the way, where's Adam Schiff, Schiff? He's all over Donald Trump in high praise in many instances right now with the Iranian situation. They want a war. They want to be off the hook. You know, we have to fight the deep state. The deep state has called for war. They've qualified Iran to be one of those candidates for war. By God, and he's got to do it. Of course, Donald Trump playing 3D chess to, opposed to their checkers on the ground, says, oh, maybe not so much. We pulled back. We stopped it. There's going to be an attack. We got everything ready. We geared up. We spooled up. We're ready. It kind of sounds like what happened with Benghazi, right? They were ready. We could have got in. We could have saved the day and could have saved those four Americans, but no. No attack for you, even though they were under attack and Americans were dying, but no. The president made the right call. The war drums are a little quieter right now. And the Democrats, they've got a lot to worry about because now we're going to continue to focus on the border, which is where we're really being attacked. And then we're going to focus on Bill Barr. But we're, you know, I'm going to get back to Adam Schiff, All of a sudden, he's kind of like high praise for the president. Shocking. I'm shocked by that attitude. What's wrong with that guy? He's the guy who's got all the evidence on the president that there clearly was collusion. And, of course, he has zero evidence that there was collusion because there was no collusion. Boy, and the machinations of all these Democrats, but listen to some of the talking heads on the other shows and, you know, the other networks, that the forbidden fruit, if you will, of somebody like myself. And it's been interesting to listen to them wax and wane about how there really was collusion, and you know it. The propagandist tool of the global elites is what we have in the media right now. And Trump is resisting it. He is a discerning president. You got to put it, to be a strong president, you sometimes have to call the generals down because those generals want to tar your name with whatever they want out there. And it seems like these are some generals itching for a fight with Iran. Doesn't seem like there should be a fight with Iran right now. That's my whole point. That's my whole point behind this. Anyway, so welcome back for the second hour of Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. New California State. You know, a little wonder why people are getting really concerned about New California on the California side, because it's going to happen. It is happening. See, it's not going to happen. It is happening. New California statehood is happening. Right before their very eyes, it's kind of interesting, and they're going, what do we do about this? It's a constitution. Originalist. My God, it's an originalist constitutional movement. In the mold of Scalia. Oh, my God. How do we stop that? You don't. You just have to grin and bear it. You guys know how that little motto is, right? You on the left, grin and bear it. Or bear it and grin, I guess. Any way you want it. That's sort of the way things go, right? That's sort of the way things... I'm just saying out there. I know I shouldn't be saying. I shouldn't be talking like that. But, you know, I am. And thank goodness that I am. Anyway, it's kind of interesting, the situation that people find themselves in right now in regards to whether you should New California or not New California. Should you be a Republican or not a Republican in California? Or part of the Republican Party in California. And the answer to the latter is absolutely not. They hate Donald Trump. Across the board, the California GOP, I'm not trying to tar Republican conservatives out there that love Donald Trump. That's not it. But if you are in the party and have a party affiliation with the California Republican Party, you're tarring yourself. You're just slathering the tar on. And that's a fact. You're slathering the tar on. You just want to drip and ooze being I'm a proud California Republican, even though they hate Donald Trump. And that's a fact. They support a whole green agenda. They support everything Ocasio-Cortez. What's up with that, you say? That can't be happening. Check it out yourselves. Do your research. Look at what they're talking about in the California Republican Party. It's an anti-Trump leftist party and has been. It's been going that way for a long time. And where have you been if you have not been understanding and learning this sort of thing? Huh? That's the problem with the California Republican Party. They have set the stage for themselves to totally separate from Donald Trump. And they're doing everything to minimize Donald Trump at this point in time. What is wrong with you? Wake up. There is a new way to express yourselves as a conservative. And for you Democrats as well. It's called New California. We look forward to your involvement in a new party system. Stay tuned. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back. We're back, and so is Satan. Satan's here. Yeah, Satan.
Satan.
Says government meeting opens with Hail Satan prayer. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. See, we're working on the left coast here. This is something in Alaska, and we're going to come down the coastline. And gets out to get to New California, of course. Those pristine beaches in New California. Government meeting opens with Hail Satan prayer. Nice. Hail Satan. I'm just sitting rocking back and forth. Yeah, there you go. This is how demonic things have gotten at this level, right? Look for this to be challenged, I think, in the Supreme Court ultimately, and then SmackDown. Yeah. This is government meeting opens with Hail Satan prayer in Alaska. Ah, here we go. It says the Satan Temple unveils a statue of the blasphemer, a winged goat creature. There you go. The winged goat. So all we need is goats. Winged ones, look at that. Don't you hate it when that happens, those winged goats? Goats? Goats. I said it right, whatever they are. I don't want to insult the Golts. We just made up a word because I did a little mispronunciation. This is Soldanta, Alaska, a satanic temple member who won the right to open a regional Alaska government meeting declared Hail Satan during her first invocation, prompting about a dozen officials and attendees to walk out. Tuesday's invocation that started the meeting of the Kenai Peninsula Borough also spurred a protest outside the Southern Alaska Borough's administration building that drew 40 people. The Peninsula Clarion newspaper reported protesters held signs saying, "Reject Satan and his works, and know Jesus and his love." During her invocation, satanic member Iris Fontana said, "That which will not bend must break, and that which can be destroyed by truth." Well, there you go. All right, I like that. by the way, the screen just, as I'm getting into the Hail Satan part, this is no joke. The screen goes blank on me. I'm serious. Okay, well, be that way, screen. I mean, it's only about Hail Satan, so I got serious. This is no joke. I guess no one wants to hear about Hail Satan on the good side, right? I think this is going to be struck down at some point in time. It says, this was her prayer. It says, "That which will not bend must break. That which can be destroyed by truth should never be spared as demise. It is done. Hail Satan," Kenai radio station reported. KSRM reported. She was among the plaintiffs in a lawsuit litigated by the ACLU of Alaska against the borough after it approved a 2016 policy saying that people who wanted to give the invocations at the government body's meeting had to belong to official organizations with an established presence on the Kenai Peninsula, which lies 75 miles south of Anchorage. Other plaintiffs who had been denied permission to give the invocations included an atheist and a Jewish woman. Other plaintiffs. There you go. Well, you get what you wanted. The Alaska Supreme Court ruled that the borough policy was unconstitutional, and the borough government changed it in November to allow anyone to offer invocations regardless of religion. Really? All right. Regardless of religion. Okay, there you have it. Fresh from Alaska. Don't you love it when a plan comes together fresh from Alaska? I mean, we have great... halibut. I've always wanted to go halibut fishing in Alaska. And you catch these just monster halibuts. You know, flatfish, you know, the fish that has two eyes on one side of the head. It lays flat. Right, it lays flat. Just a little heads up, in the third hour we're going to be talking to Chris Street. He's going to be joining us at the top of the hour. He's going to be talking about China, his recent article about China, which is really, really... It's really amazing. Okay, here we go. This is from one of our... This is like the story of the day, actually. One of the stories of the day. It's a big one. From a citizen journalist in Oregon. Governor Brown, Kate Brown. See, they have a Brown up there. Kate Brown, Kate Braun, sometimes referred to. Braun, you know, like Jerry Braun. Oh, and they say there's no relation, but people say there is. A strong one, actually. Braun, anybody? Kate Braun. I wonder who else went by Braun. You know, Braun is brown in German. Think about it. Okay, here we go. KGW8. Governor Brown sends police to find walkout GOP senators. This is the top story, I think, of the day. They need to return and do their jobs that they're elected to do. Senate Republicans walked out in protest over a cap-and-trade bill that pushes Oregonians to lower pollution by ditching fossil fuel engines. Kind of like California. Shocking. They're doing what California's done. Like, they're being Californicated and they're stopping it. They're saying no, no to the rape. I mean, if you don't want to be raped, right, ladies, you say no. If you don't want to have sex, you say no. And the man is supposed to say, okay, I back off. And that's what these Republicans are saying. We don't want to be raped. And so they're saying no. There's an audio clip to this story. I didn't realize that. And there's a Christian. Dan Haggerty. Dan Haggerty, whoever that is. I don't know. We'll see. Westview High School, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Clackamas. See, getting all these little things... their local colloquial things going on. Boy, I said that right up. Here we go.
Yeah, Laurel and Dan, this is the second time this has happened, but I'll get to that in just a moment. Today, I learned just how rare and somewhat chaotic this is. Earlier inside the Capitol, Governor Kate Brown held a brief press conference about her decision to send OSP troopers after those absent Republican senators. Shortly after, OSP sent a press release saying they're going to use their established relationships with those senators to try to communicate with them peacefully. But in that press conference, the governor expressed frustration over the possibility of not voting on that cap and trade bill.
It would have been historic for Oregon, historic for the country, and frankly, historic for the world. Unfortunately, Senate Republicans failed to show up and failed to do their jobs.
I beg and beseech my fellow legislators to come to the floor.
Beg and beseech. He's going to get religious on us here, this Democrat.
I need you. The legislature needs you. The people of Oregon need you to pass budgets that take care of our citizens.
And that right there was an emotional and very disappointed Peter Courtney. He says this was a heartbreaking decision. The Senate president read out loud his letter to the governor.
Senate president Peter Courtney. Peter Courtney.
Governor asking her to send troopers out. He said it was the saddest day of his legislative life, but he had no other choice. A spokesperson for his office said if Republicans do not return willingly, they could be handcuffed. Absent senators will also be fined $500 every day they don't show up. And as I mentioned earlier, and as Laurel pointed out, this is the second time they've walked out this session.
Shocking. Shocking, those absent senators. Gee, you can do this sort of thing? You can actually absent yourselves from chambers and stop government because of government's insidious, monstrous march towards totalitarianism? I am shocked that they would have the guts to do that, Kate Brown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back, and Kate Brown is missing her senators. They're all the rural senators of Oregon are gone. They've absented themselves from the chambers. And they're begging for them to come back and pass this totalitarian nightmare of a bill on cap and trade, please. I mean, Kate Braun has done such a terrible job in Oregon. By the way, it was Kate Braun directly involved in the murder of Lavoie Finicum. Let's not forget that. Working with Valerie Jarrett in the Situation Room out of the White House, she helps to murder Lavoie Finicum. I don't forget it. I was there. I saw the emails. I saw it all. I saw it all, Kate Braun. You murdered Lavoie Finicum, and you should be held accountable. Just a little bit of rage and anger, right? That's the whole genesis behind them walking out. This is the virus you and your state senators to the White House, or to, well, reporting to Comey, feared. You feared this moment, and it's here, babe. The murder of Lavoie Finicum is here now. The virus has spread. Why was Lavoie Finicum murdered? Because he was spreading that dirty, dirty virus of the Constitution of the United States of America. he was going beyond the boundaries of the Malheur, and he was going out to John Day in Grant County, wasn't he? On Highway 395, when he was assassinated by you and the FBI and James Comey and Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett. You worked with them to murder Lavoie Finicum. Let's not forget that. Lavoie Finicum was going to teach the people of Grant County about what? The Constitution and their constitutional rights, their God-given rights. He's an originalist constitutionalist, by the way, that you murdered. That virus has come home to roost on you. And you know it. You see, it's these rural senators that are out there that were learning from Lavoie and others at the Malheur at the time of that incident in 2016. January 2016. And the Bundy boys. And about the Hammonds that were illegally arrested at your provocation, by the way, and working in collusion with the Obama administration and Valerie Jarrett. Let's not forget that, Kate Braun. So here it is. You want cap and trade, the globalist scheme to enslave all United States citizens and destroy your border. By the way, how is that governance system that you provide as governor working out on the slick streets of Portland? Oh, why are they so slick? Because of all the human feces and waste, right? And I forgot about the needles and about the opioid crisis that you helped to promote and promulgate throughout your state. Why? Because you want to be just like California. Shocking! Progressives in California want to poop in the streets? I am shocked, aren't you, ladies and gentlemen? I am absolutely shocked. Yeah. Let's not forget about Lavoie Finicum. I don't. Or Jeanette Finicum, his wife and his kids. I don't. I don't forget about it one bit. You helped to murder him. You are party to it. And you know what? You never know what Bill Barr might discover in his dealings with Oregon. So now we have a crisis. We have a crisis in Oregon where the people have absented themselves. Maybe that's the reason why these Republican senators all decide to take a powder and not vote on cap and trade. The insidious, monstrous Agenda 21 plan to enslave the world. You know, for a woman who helps to murder citizens who want to teach about the Constitution, maybe I'll bring you guys up to speed. When the Bundys took over the Malheur, they were also in the process of teaching everybody in the rural areas of Oregon about the Constitution and about their constitutional God-given rights. And they were also teaching about sheriffs and their sovereignty, which is another big deal. Oh, my gosh, this sounds a lot like what's going on in California, in New California, about sheriffs having their own sovereignty. Shocking. I am so shocked at that. That's because they want to destroy the sovereignty of the sheriffs. They did not have a sovereign sheriff in the Malheur at the time. Well, he was an elected fool. He was a non-elected appointed fool. They were reasserting and teaching people their rights, their constitutional God-given rights. And they were empowering people against an authoritarian, totalitarian government from Kate Braun. That's what they were doing. And people were becoming empowered to learn, I have these God-given, yes, God gave you the rights, all the rights of the Constitution. And these people have no rights. They have no rights in the eyes of God. They are your servants up there in Portland. All these government, of course, everybody was all beat down because they didn't realize they did have rights. They had their own sovereign self-rights. God gave them those rights. No one can take away unless you give them up. So they started to reassert themselves in all the rural counties of Oregon. And now we get this manifestation of that. The walkout by the rural Get it? Rural senators causing an enormous crisis.
And Dems say part of the deal made last time was that Republicans wouldn't walk out again, and Dems, in turn, would kill two contentious bills. Senate Majority Leader Jenny Burdick says today they broke their word.
We were elected to serve the people of Oregon. We are lawmakers. We are expected to obey the law. And the law says when you're elected to the Oregon legislature, you have to show up for work.
Except if your laws are unconstitutional and you're doing unconstitutional acts, they have an oath to follow. You're violating, obviously, in the eyes of these people, their solemn oath to the Constitution to protect and defend the Constitution. I guess she's kind of a, she has a higher authority. It's called the United Nations. She gets on her knees for.
The Republican caucus said in a press release the senators are out of state. They said in part, quote, "We will not stand by and be bullied by the majority party any longer. Oregonians deserve better. It's time for the majority party to consider all Oregonians, not just the ones in Portland."
Shocking. More shock and awe about this whole Oregon thing.
Republicans also say part of the initial deal during that first walkout was a reset on this cap and trade deal, but Democrats deny that. And Governor Brown has said in recent days she will call a special session if she has to.
There you go. Unconstitutionally call a special session and demand that they do unconstitutional acts. That's the way the totalitarians work, huh? Just like they like to work about murdering people like Lavoie Finicum, who teach about the Constitution and God-given rights.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and this is this whole thing about this walkout by the GOP senators. Boy, we're running. Come on. This show's going too fast. Slow down. Slow down. Okay. Governor Brown sends police. We covered that. And, of course, this is their second walkout that they've done. Aha. Uh-huh. Now, let's read some of the stuff here related. this story is a great story, and it's coming out of KGW 8. In, I believe, Portland. Is that right? Portland? I believe, no, Salem. Salem, Oregon. That's where the capital is, I believe, is Salem, Oregon, right there. Okay, this social media reacts to GOP walkout over cap and trade. Okay, these are some of the related stories in this. This you can get to this link and everything under it'll be under New California for sure, and also Agenda 21 Radio. This is some of the other things, though, related. Question and answer, how will Oregon State Police go about finding GOP senators and who walked out? Well, that's a good question. Related, another one, Oregon senators in walkout face $500 daily fine. I like this one, though. Listen to this. It says, it's not the fine, it's not the first time OSP has been used to retrieve state senators. In 2007, troopers were sent to an Oregon State University baseball game to bring Republican senators who walked out over a tax deal back to the Capitol. A different senator reportedly attended the floor session without police assistance to provide the quorum. Senator Brian Boquist, a Republican from Dallas, pushed back on Wednesday against the governor's threats to mobilize the state police. If you send the state police after me, told Senate President Peter Courtney, hell's coming to get you. Boquist reiterated his stance with KGW's Pat Doris. He said if the police come, they should send bachelors and come heavily armed. I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. Yikes. Yikes. Send bachelors and come heavily armed. Boy, that's just a send bachelors and come heavily armed. That should be the title of the whole article. There's a sound clip. Oh, let's get this. Here we go. We'll see.
Give us a call today. 360.
Okay. Oh, come on. Come on. I hate this when this happens. This stupid stuff. Somebody's over talking us here. Anyway, we'll get through this. And Pat Doris. Oh, this is Oregon State Senator Brian Boquist. He's the culprit. He is the culprit in all this. He is the absolute culprit in this. So remember, it's him. It's
some pretty good doctors.
I don't get where the whole thing. Oh, it's in this article. Somewhere in this, embedded in this article, you know, they put these little crazy commercials and stuff like that where they shouldn't have commercials and all that garbage, right? So we're going to get to this real quick because we don't have time for all this. I mean, we're running out of time. This whole thing is just absolute. I want to listen to this guy, though. He's going to make the comment about heavily armed people, okay? Here we go. This is Boquist.
Okay, so sending the threat out, like, oh, we're going to have a special session or I'm going to send the state police to arrest you. Well, I'm quotable. So here's the quote. This is what I told the superintendent. Send bachelors and come heavily armed. I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. It's just that simple.
Aha! Send bachelors. Things are revving up big time, right? Okay, well, you know, and this is the second time they've done this. Here's a comment from Boquist constituents. Let's see if they've got anything.
Our pick stemmed from this soundbite.
I'm quotable. So here's the quote. This is what I told the superintendent. Send bachelors and come heavily armed. I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon.
GOP State Senator Brian Boquist made that fiery comment to KGW's Pat Dorris yesterday. So today, I went to Dallas, his home district.
Send bachelors and come heavily armed.
The mission? To show constituents that video and hear their takes on what's happening in Salem. Our tactic? I parked in front of a grocery store and stood next to this sign reading, "Your state senator walked out again." What do you think? It didn't take long. You knew exactly what the sign was about.
Yes.
Teresa, a Boquist and President Trump supporter, wanted to talk about the governor's move to deploy Oregon State Police.
I think it's absolutely abhorrent that our governor, who's supposed to represent all of Oregon, not just the special interests, is going after our senators.
Our governor is out of control. You know, if anything, the state police need to be arresting her.
Some were more focused on the walkout itself.
I am a Republican. I'm conservative. And I believe that if they don't think that it's a correct bill to vote on, then they represent us, the people.
Most were supportive, but not all.
It's unacceptable. You wouldn't walk out with your employer if you were not in agreement with them.
Then there was the soundbite itself. For that, we go back to this guy who hadn't seen it yet.
I'm quotable, so here's the quote. This is what I told the superintendent.
He was proud.
He's only quoting what a Minuteman would say. I love my state police. I love my ODOT. But if it comes right down to it, act of war is act of war, and that's what she's declaring at this point by sending state police to go get people.
Boom.
Yeah, we definitely got some fiery comments out there today. By the way, as you can see, here's the sign. Journalism today isn't always flashy or high tech, but this definitely was effective. People I talked to today, by the way, were sort of mostly in favor of the walkout itself, as you heard in that piece. Regarding Boquist's specific comment yesterday, it was a little more split. Guys, back to you.
Oh, and by the way, the reporter provides no evidence of that split. She provides evidence of a man agreeing with her. I just have to kind of point that out about the journalism and stuff like that, right? I just have to kind of point that one out. Because we did some things up there about the journalist and things that come out of the Portland area and how much bias they have. That was something that was going on all during the Malheur thing, that whole month or so was during the Malheur thing. Just a little bit of a statement. So this whole business of walking out, this is a gathering storm. Now we've got something here from Kate Braun. I don't want to listen to her. So loggers and truckers protest at Capitol over cap and trade bill. Shocking that they would do such a thing. Who do these loggers think they are? And by the way, the bill is known as ON-2020. There you go. You know, ON-20. I wonder why they tagged it with ON-2020 when Donald Trump rolls out 2020 just the day before, right? You know, you got to be thinking of these things as relevant. Just my thoughts, anyway. Loggers and truckers rally in Salem to protest cap and trade bill because, you know, they realize what happened here in California. Loggers and truckers drive from all over Oregon and brought their big rigs in Salem on Wednesday morning.
Loggers and truck drivers from across the state are protesting in Salem. They're worried a bill aimed at fighting climate change could not only put their jobs in jeopardy, but could also hurt other industries here in Oregon.
In California, I'm going to stop this a second. In California, in rural California, cap and trade destroyed the logging industry. In most industries in the rural areas of California, destroyed them. And of course, what grew up in the result? Pot farms run by the cartels who run California now. Of course, they run most of Oregon as well.
All morning and was there as people flocked to the Capitol steps to make their voices heard.
truckers and truck drivers from all over Oregon brought their big rigs here to Salem. You can see one of them in the road, one of them behind me with a big sign saying no on 2020. That's in reference to House Bill 2020, and they're rallying against that bill that they say will cost them their jobs. On the Capitol steps, a show of solidarity from rural Oregonians. They first gathered at the Oregon State Fairgrounds, one big rig after another.
There's probably 10 times more people here than we expected.
Then they bust here together. They're protesting a bill designed to help the environment. The goal? To lower greenhouse gas emissions. But many in the timber industry have big issues with it.
We're going to lose our jobs.
The legislation involves what's called a cap and trade program.
This is California. Was it AB 32 back in the day that Arnold Schwarzenegger ushered in? Yeah, and look what it destroyed. Of course, they were well on the track to doing this, the environmentalists and out of Siskiyou and everybody every other place where there were logs in California. And of course, now the logging industry has been, especially in Humboldt, all that whole coastal area, the Emerald Triangle, has been taken over by the cartels. And the Taliban's there growing marijuana and selling marijuana as well. Oh, but no problems for Kate Braun, the totalitarian monster that she is. No. We got to mimic California. We got to do exactly what California says.
Basically, it means if you pollute a lot, you're going to have to pay a lot or reduce your emissions. It's complicated, but here's how it would work. The largest polluters in Oregon would have to pay for each ton of gas they produce. Right now, that's about 100 companies.
Just like California, it's the same bill.
Over time, more companies would have to pay up as the maximum emissions allowed goes down. But those big polluters could buy credits to offset their emissions. That doesn't sit well with Mike Peel, who says that system doesn't really fix the problem.
It allows large corporations to keep polluting at the cost of us working people.
That's right. It's exactly what happens in California. Why do you think we don't have a middle class in California? Why do you think we have hundreds of thousands of people that are homeless and defecating on the streets and bringing their needles too? Or no, the government's providing them. Shocking, I would say such a thing.
He says jobs are on the line because the credits companies buy translate to plots of trees that won't be available for loggers to cut down. Fewer trees to log in an already stagnating industry means fewer jobs. Early this morning, we spoke with truck drivers in the Portland area as they got ready for the trek to Salem. They say they're worried it'll kill business and force companies to move.
It affects every single industry in the state of Oregon.
But those who support the bill say they care, too, about the environment and the money already being spent on climate change.
Brother, yo, don't spend the money because you don't need to.
Climate change is here.
Oh, climate change is here. Here we get one of these. Climate change is here.
It's happening.
It's happening. Every day. In fact, I'm looking at the leaves on the bushes outside the Studio 21 right now, and it's changing. Shocking!
It's costing our state and the country and the planet, for that matter.
Oh!
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
And she has proof of that. No, she doesn't. She has no proof. Any proof she has is made-up data. We've been here, done this, and we've seen the ravages of what's happened in California. That's why we're doing New California. Now, Oregon, I challenge you, get started. New Oregon. The movement is real. You can change all this. Let's get those loggers and truck drivers and everybody in the rural parts of New Oregon on board with the program. You can challenge these totalitarian monsters who govern you, just like we have one in California, a totalitarian monster who wants to destroy this country. That's their goal. That's why they're linking up with the same bill they passed in California that has ravaged the middle class in California. And what is it? What are they doing? They're replacing the citizens of California with illegal foreign nationals as they flood across the border. Let's not be distracted by Iran, by the way. Get it? They want to work their way right up to the Oregon border, to the Washington border, to the Canadian border. They want to destroy the borders. Sovereignty is the name of the game. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're
Cindy Dowd and SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.